Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. We worship you. We adore you. We glorify you. You will live and move and have our being. Thank you for the privilege of seeing this time of the year. Thank you because it was not our strength, it was not our power, it was not our ability, it was your help. We worship you, we honor you, and we adore you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Go ahead and give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Welcome to the end of the year testimonies and thanksgiving service. Even though we are in the end of the year testimonies and thanksgiving service, we are not in the end of the year yet. So many, many great things will happen for us before the year is over. Give the Lord a bigger clap and another shout of praise. And please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I welcome everyone here this morning. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. And I believe it's the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We are here to thank the Lord for his goodness, for his mercies, and for his helpfulness throughout the year. I will be ministering sharply and turn ourselves loose on the subject, your praise and your wholeness. Your praise and your wholeness. The Bible said in the book of Proverbs chapter 17 verse 22, he said, a merry heart doeth good like medicine, but a broken spirit dryeth up the bones. By way of introduction, we came to give God thanks and to flow in praise, according to scriptures in Psalm 90, verse 1 and in verse 2. Psalm 92, verse 1 and in verse 2. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Why have we come to give thanks unto the Lord? I'll give three reasons before we move on to the main tech, the main subject this morning. First of all, we are here to give thanks to the Lord, number one, in recognition of his help in the course of the year. In recognition of his help. In 1 Chronicles chapter 15 and in verse 26, 1 Chronicles chapter 15 verse 26, the Bible said, and it came to pass, when God helped the Levites that bear the ark of the Lord, of the covenant of the Lord, that they offered seven bullocks and seven rams. When God helped the Levites, it is appropriate, it is fitting, it is in order to recognize help when we see it. We have gone through the year and we are still going through the year. Our strength has not brought us so far. Our energy has not brought us so far. Our wisdom has not brought us so far. There are wiser people who are not alive now. There are stronger people who are not alive now. There are more connected people who are not alive now. In recognition of his help in the course of the year. Number two, we give thanks in deep appreciation of his blessing in our lives. Deep appreciation. Letting him know that we have laid it to heart. that he has blessed us or is blessing us. Malachi chapter 2 and in verse 2, God was speaking about those who refuse to lay it to heart. He said, if you will not hear and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, God forbid. And I will curse your blessings. Why? Yeah, I have cursed them already. Because you do not lay it to heart. You have not laid it in your heart. You didn't see it fitting. So the blessings are gone. Somebody say, but I haven't seen the blessing of the Lord this year. Oh yes, you have. You see, you saw every day you slept and you woke up is a blessing. I laid me down. I slept. I awaked. Because you sustained me. If not that you woke me up, my bed would have been my grave. Hallelujah. And so it is important for us to know that. Lay it to heart. There are many, many, many non-tangible, immaterial blessings or non-material blessings in diverse ways we had experienced. You didn't know the arrows of this strange disease that came and returned back to hell. Or enemy conspiracies and frame-ups that was planned that never came to light. So, it's in deep appreciation that we have come. And thirdly, he came to do thanksgiving in our kindness and goodness, giving God what belongs to him. In our kindness and goodness, giving God what belongs to him. It is goodness of character and kindness of character to give to somebody what is theirs. It is wickedness to deprive a person what belongs to them. In Psalm 29 verse 2, he said, give unto the Lord the glory that is due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Give God the glory that is his. It is his glory. Psalm 150 verse 6 said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. If you are breathing and you are alive, give him the praise. And we are breathing and we are alive. So the praise belongs to him and we are here. To give him the praise. Hallelujah. Somebody say a louder amen. Anybody here who is alive so far, say a loud amen. Amen. And you know that no devil can take you out before crossing over. Say a louder amen. Amen. You know you have seen the end of the year. You are seeing the end of the year. You will see the beginning of a new year. Shout the loudest amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, when we give thanks to God, what do we expect? Jeremiah 30 verse 19. He said, let out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. 30:19. And the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them and they shall not be few. And I will glorify them and they shall not be small. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. I will multiply them and they shall not be few. I will glorify them and they shall not be small. What do we expect from our thanksgiving? Number one, it is multiplication and glorification in life. This will be a constant for the first and second services. Multiplication and glorification. God multiplies the thanksgiver. God glorifies the life of the thanksgiver. Your life just shifts in glory. The things you are thanking God for just multiplies around you. Number two is the stabilization and establishment of his blessings. When you give God thanks, when you appreciate him, you stabilize whatever he has done in your life. You stabilize them. Stabilize means that you are not sharing a testimony tomorrow and sharing a temptation today and sharing the temptation tomorrow on the same matter. He said, if you lay it to heart to give praise to my name, Malachi 2 and verse 2, I will bless your blessing. If you don't lay it to heart, I will curse the blessing. I will establish the blessing if you give thanks, but I will curse it if you didn't give thanks. What I gave you, I will attack it. It's myself that will confront it. So whatever God is doing or has done for you gains stability when you are able to let God know that you are not pretending that you did it by yourself. You are not pretending that your hand or your effort or your energy gave you that. It gains stability, the stabilization and establishment of the blessings. Now, in addition to all of this, your praise and your thanksgiving affect your wholeness as a person, your well-being. And I'm going to explain it in three ways. Now, so how does your praise, how does your thanksgiving? Now, thanksgiving, I mean, there's no thanksgiving, real thanksgiving without the element of praise. I mean, thanksgiving is inside praise. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. How does he? Now, three things. Number one, this is now direct effect on your wholeness. Number one, praise invites the presence of God, or praise grants access to the presence of God. And the presence of God dissolves stress and pressure, bringing rest and pleasure. Praise grants access to the presence of God, and the presence of God dissolves stress and pressure, bringing rest and pleasure. When you know how to give thanks and you know how to give praise to God, you have access to the presence of God. And that presence of God. But thou art holy, Psalm 22 and verse 3. O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. And Psalm 16 verse 11, in thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. How many of you know that we live in a world today that is full of stress? We live in a world today that is full of pressure. We need an antidote to that pressure. We need an antidote, a solution to the stress. And these are made available by the presence of God that comes from praise, that brings rest and pleasure. There are many stress-related illnesses, hypertension, peptic ulcer disease, arthritis, migraine, many, many stress-related ailments. These are handleable by our climate of praise. Number two, praise is directly medicinal or therapeutic. Is directly medicinal or therapeutic. Meaning that praise directly brings wholeness to the body. Is directly medicinal, is directly therapeutic. It's a medication. Put it that way. The way you take medicine to handle some things. The Bible said in Proverbs 17 verse 22 where we read, it said, a merry heart doeth good like medicine, but a broken spirit dryeth up the bones. It's directly medicinal. It's directly therapeutic. It's a medicine. All right. Praise is a medication. It's a medication. Joy is a medication. Thanksgiving is a medication. I see somebody receiving wholeness from the praise this morning. In the course of our celebration this morning, in the course of our praises this morning, in the course of our thanksgiving this morning, everything that is not of God in your life, that is a sickness and an affliction, shall be flushed out. If you are saying amen, say loud amen. If you are saying amen, say the Lord must amen. If you are saying amen, say a believer's amen. Finally, praise directly affects mental health. It dissolves the climate of depression. When people become extremely depressed, they appreciate nothing. They are thankful for nothing. They are grateful for nothing. Praise affects directly our mental health by dissolving the climate of depression. In Isaiah chapter 61 and in verse 3, the Bible said, he has given us the garment to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Many people today are so depressed until they become so oppressed because of the absence of praise. I'm sure you understand what I'm talking about. Depressed people are grateful for nothing, thankful for nothing, excited about nothing. The answer to that is the garment of praise. I speak to someone here today. Every spirit of depression, every climate of depression is arrested, is dissipated now in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Is there somebody who is about to experience glorification and multiplication? Experience wholeness and health in your body this morning. Very quickly, three requirements for praise. Psalm 100, I'll read from verse 1 all the way to the last. It said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye lands. Is there somebody who will make a joyful noise? Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. Three things. Number one, joyfulness. Make a joyful noise. Joyless praise is nothing but noiseful nuisance. Joyless praise. Joyfulness, number two, thankfulness. Let the praise be loaded with thankfulness. Let there be at least one thing you are thanking God for. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Number three, holiness. A conscience that is clarity of conscience. Psalm 29 verse 2 said we should worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, which means iniquity makes ugly. Ugliness in the spirit. Looking fine in the physical, but very ugly in the spirit. Hallelujah. It's a new day for somebody. Note, anywhere you are this morning in need of surrender to Jesus, you want your sins forgiven, you want today to mark a new day in your life, I'd like you to quickly pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today I go forward ever and backward never. Grace to live for you and do your will, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. You pray that prayer, quickly stand up on your feet, carry your Bibles and your bags and rush to the front here and let me receive you. Stand up on your feet. While they are doing that, stretch your two hands in front of you, the rest of us. Go ahead.
You are my life.
I'll give you the count of 15 to step forward. One.
You are my life. You are my life.
Lord, I know that you will bring on.
Two.
Jesus, you are my life.
Three. Four.
I know that you will bring
your life to Christ. You want an addiction broken, a negative lifestyle broken off your life? Quickly step forward. Also, I am tired of smoking, of drinking, of womanizing, of masturbation. I'm tired of lying, of cheating, of duping. Quickly stand up on your feet, bring your Bibles and a box, and step forward here. Yes.
And when I'm running out of breath, I know that you will bring.
Lift your hand on your chest and pray after me and say, Lord Jesus. Pray it loud and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Today, I've come before you today, asking for forgiveness of my sins. Today, it is my decision to love you, to live for you, to follow you. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Grace to live for you, I receive you now in Jesus' name. See, the Bible says, he that is forgiven much, loveth much. Our guy here, his prayer for salvation is louder than the rest. He just came out of prison of 12 years. He's understanding mercy and craving for it. All your friends, everyone you knew who were released together with you, please let us know. Try and see, let's bring all of them. And let us pray with them and take things further also. Congratulations. You are all blessed. You are all preserved in Jesus' precious name.